I.B. Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Doug.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Okay, you guys can say hi to the other people. Other people have joined also. Good morning. I'm getting myself on the WebEx. Just a second. Dark here. Getting pretty over there in the sky, east sky though. This is not very speedy this morning. Okay. So, I decided that on Wednesdays I will talk about the mind. Keep me from floating all over the place.
A good mind or a bad mind?
Different aspects of the mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't see any of you on the WebEx, and I do have some things on there for you to look at today. So welcome, everyone, to our Health Style Mastermind call. And this is a Health Style call. It is a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices by becoming more mind and body fit. And so on Wednesday, I will be working on the mind, but today I'm also working as the first day of the year, the first day of the week. And so I would also like to thank Steve Crowfoot, for recording our calls and placing them on www.allswell.org so that we can listen to them when we are unable to listen in the morning or if we miss a call. You can also go to, www.ybhurton, that's a letter Y, letter B, Hurt, H-U-R-T-N, as in weekend, .com, and find charts there that apply to what we're talking about, and also other information that is on the YB Hurton site. So welcome, welcome. Welcome everyone. Let me turn off our chime. It won't be chiming all through the recording. Okay. So, today, January 2nd, 2013, is 1 year since we started our call. And so the first thing that I would like to do this morning is ask you a question. What have they done for you? And I'll start out and tell you a couple of things. Number one, it gets me up early in the morning so that I'm ready, more ready for the day, and I get started with some good friends and good conversation and opportunity to learn things. What I would ask you to do is tell one thing that's your number one awareness of what have you gained from this call, and just do one of them so, until we have had everybody have a chance, and then so you learned this something in this past year, and what change you made because of it, okay? And so mine is, it gets me up early in the morning, and I have become much more awareness of our health environment. Some of the, just the different things that, we have talked about, and how and those have been, allowed me to make better decisions. And so now it's your, each of your turns. You can just go down the line here on the list of you that are on the WebEx, or if somebody's ready, go ahead and speak up, please.
I'll start out. One of the things that I gained was the information about the supplement Injive that Phil's been able to take to relieve some of the knee pain that she's had. So that's been a tremendous blessing to us and to me, because Carol feels better, then things go better in our house. So I'm very, very thankful for that.
Well, I'm very happy to hear about it. Thank you, Steve. Next.
Yeah, this is Monty. Yeah, I'm one of the things over the calls is my awareness of carbohydrates and how my body responds to them. In regards to my blood sugars, my spikes, I've been able to lower my insulin and be more, I consider to be more consistent in regards to more of a steady blood sugar during the day instead of eating certain carbs that I was eating before that spiked me. So that's totally helped me out.
Great. That's exciting, Monty. Okay, next.
Yep.
Ruth, this is Margaret. The call has given me the more knowledge about nutrition and how to have a better lifestyle in general. And the call gets me up in the morning and gives me an attitude, and I start the day off with a positive attitude. So and I feel good about myself. So it's a challenge and one that I try to meet each day. So the call has been tremendous help to me.
Well, thank you, Margaret. Thank you for sharing that. And I think that's true for all of us. Hopefully that it is, and you certainly put it well. Thank you. I think Doug has been trying to talk here.
Yes, that's fine. I'm waiting.
Go ahead.
I also agree with getting up early is a real boost. Start your day off right. And one of the things that I've been really lacking in is drinking enough water over the years, and I've gotten more conscious of it. But this call has really reinforced the need for keeping track of what you're drinking. So I tend to get busy and forget all about it, and I'm doing so much better, and I believe it's helped my digestion and helped in many ways just to be drinking more water.
All right. That's an important aspect. Nice to have you on the call, Doug.
Thank you.
Next.
Oh, this is Kathleen, and coming on this call is one of the best things I do in my day. I guess I've heard others say it, too. I get up and I get on this call, and I love to learn, but I'm busy with a number of things, but this is a wonderful group of people to connect to. Everyone adds something to whatever we are studying or whatever the question is posed or the thought that is posed. And I don't know where you could get that without going to a really good college class. It still wouldn't even be like that. It's so well worth the time spent. It's not just common gossip or something about what might be, that we come up with some pretty good facts about what is and what our products do to help us and many other things that fit into our lives.
Well, that was certainly well put. I like this statement that Kathleen made. We find out what, not just what might be, but what is. Thank you, Kathleen. Anyone else? I knew it. Mary Lee was sending me a message that says, I'm swishing.
Good for her.
Okay, well, this is Joan, and I now will add, I certainly would know nothing about coconut oil without Monty. And I don't know where I could have learned about it aside from this call. But in terms of Nikon products, I have had a, since in college, I had a broken nose, that a slightly broken nose, that and after that, I have had years and years and years and years of my sinuses not being open. No sinus pain, no anything else. Just my sinuses on one side just were, you know, pretty much often, most of the time, closed. And when the new eye mask came out, I decided to try that. And within 2 days, my sinus was open and has remained open. So that's kind of interesting.
That's fantastic.
And with that, you know, without this call, I wouldn't have been that encouraged to, you know, to get one. So, mm-hmm. Not that anybody spoke about it. I just, you know, the fact that the new one was coming out and that it was improved, and I thought, well, you know, gosh, if there's an improved one, maybe I'll give this one a shot. So,
okay, thank you, Joan. You add much to our calls. Glad to have you here. Okay, anyone else? All righty. Okay. Well,
how about round two?
Round two. You have something else you want to add?
Well, you know, it's just like Joan, I think the I wasn't interested in buying something new, and heard so many positive things about the eye mask I bit, and it's absolutely, to me, absolutely amazing how it helps. And I always have congestion, and I can put it on, you know, and I didn't think it would work very well with my CPAP, but I just put it on over the top, and it doesn't block every bit of light out, but at least it makes it so that I can breathe at night, and that's amazing. And then the other thing is, for me, with the coconut swishing and such, that has totally changed my life. So those are just a couple things. You know, you get into the rut of things and you forget how these things are just so commonplace. After you start using them, you forget how thankful you are for them.
That is true. Thank you, Steve. We always like testimonies about our products, that's for sure.
It's Mary Lou, I'm through. Good morning, Happy New Year, everybody. I think probably understanding, I just love the call in the morning because it does set, like Margaret said, it does set the day. We're here with a bunch of positive people, and it certainly has given me a lot more confidence to be able to talk to others about the knowledge that I've gained from this call. So, of course, coconut oil has become a very important part of our routine and my folks. So I'm very grateful for all the information that we get here, and everybody's given such great contributions. I mean, I can't imagine all the things I've learned from Nancy. Ruth, with all your wonderful pictures, and I'm understanding more about how our body works, which, you know, I'm not one of those people that needs all the details, but boy, it sure is nice to be able to see the visual. I think I understand it better when I do. So, I mean, I just can't imagine us not having this call. And Donna, too, has given me a lot more information about our Nikon products alone. So, and I also know it's important to exercise. I'm done.
Now, Ruth, you said we were only supposed to say one thing, and then we'd have a second time. So that's what Steve was saying. So
that's what we are, round two.
Yeah, this is round two. Okay, so this is Joan in round two. I have to say something about the people. You know, all of you. I think, you know, I don't know whether we were, you know, we should have gone into, you know, rocket scientists or something like that. But everybody here is interested in information and knowledge and growing. and thinking and having it, now this is the key point, affect their behavior. You know, slugs that they are, okay, that we are, okay, you know, we want it to change our behavior, and we encourage one another to do that. And that makes a great, great difference. And there are a thousand things that I would not know about and would not have information. Like Nancy sent us a videos of that, you know, silence the people that say, oh, well, that probably doesn't work, you know. I mean, videos that document, that show the actual behavior changing in the person after they had glutathione injections or something like that. Plus, you guys give me a chance. You encourage me. If I'm going to say something, it has to be intelligent, you know. I realize that. And so you encourage me to summarize things. And I don't think without this call I would have come up with my three-word sentence, which by my telling you, I practice, okay? And that wonderful three-word sentence that almost everyone on the call has memorized is toxins inhibit enzymes.
And we will learn more about that this year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is a good segue into a little bit of more of what I want to talk about today, just briefly. I'll fix up it. Get my thumbnails up here. Okay. Do we have anyone new on the call today? Has anyone want to speak up and say if you're new on the call today? So I'm going to bypass our health, 10 points of our health, and move on and just look at just our charts just for a minute. This one is a block chart. That is helpful, and it is on the Whitey Houghton website. It does tell how much we're supposed to eat on each of these little blocks. Gives you a balance. It's not something that we are following exactly, but it is an opportunity for us to have an idea of how much we want. So if you ate it according to this program, you would eat, women would have three of the carb blocks, three of the protein blocks, and three of the fat blocks. Now, some of us have discovered that getting into especially on the carb chart, this is the protein, that if we get down here into the bottom, they're more unfavorable because they burn too fast, they don't last long, and you have get to eat such a little tiny bit compared to if you stay up here in the healthier ones. And I notice also that these up here are all more in the better alkaline point of view, also from using the acid alkalinity. The ones up at the top of the chart are helping us to be more alkaline. So I just want to mention that they do have the amount on them. But the other thing is that we don't eat these down here very much, and I think that's kind of what Monty was talking about when he was mentioning really not using those carbs as much. The acid alkalinity chart, we've talked about that sufficiently. We do have on our website these different slides available, this a smoothie application. Okay, so on Wednesdays, I mentioned I would like to talk, have that be my day still, to talk about our mind. I think if I just stick on kind of one subject, I will be able to do that more efficiently with my time limitations. And so that, talking about the mind, I want to talk about the physical sometimes and sometimes about the attitude. And since today is the first of the year, I want to talk about goals for sanity and for accomplishment. And so I think, for myself anyway, if I don't set some goals and know how I'm trying to spend my money, that too, my time, then I will just be all over the place, and pretty soon I just get completely overwhelmed. So right now I have set a goal schedule here, I consider 2013 the luckiest year, as we set goals we can control by controlling ourselves. And so I'll be talking about that a little bit off and on. I was thinking about it, and I'm thinking about what I wanted to accomplish with my health, and of course with our NECAN business, and that if I set a goal and I don't detail it a bit and put the plans and put the things I'm going to be doing on a calendar, I will do things that are not in my goal, in my goal list. And so, then I'm really not controlling myself if I'm doing the other things. I'm not working toward my accomplishment. And so if it's not on my list, I shouldn't be doing it. And if I don't take that self-control, then I should have to take that goal off my list because I'm not really serious about it. And so I'm thinking that I have to have a mindset to get there. Whoops, I don't want to talk about that right there. And so I have to develop a mindset for goal setting. And one of the things that I would like to do when I'm talking about the mind as a part of attitude is share with you a little bit from one of my very favorite authors, and that's John C. Maxwell. And so you'll probably hear from him quite a bit on Wednesdays. He talked about making changes. Of course, if we set a goal and we're trying to develop something different, if we want to have a change, we are going to have to set the goals to get there. We are going to have to decide how we're going to accomplish them and then put those things that we have to do on our calendar and on our planning list. So sometimes we get rigor mortis of the personality. If we don't change the direction you're going, then you're likely to end up where you're heading. And when you want something you've never had, then you have to do something you've never done. That means changing. He's kind of in the middle of his book. He's talking about changing. That's what we'll have to be doing. But sometimes that's difficult. One of John Maxwell's favorite sayings is, "Though you cannot go back and make a brand new start, my friend, anyone can start from now and make a brand new end." And so whatever goals we're looking at having, we should begin now and then and think about how serious we are about the goal, and if we want to do it, we have to set a goal that we can control, and we can do those on our daily goals by setting daily goals to reach those long range ones. And think about if we're serious about that goal. And hear that lady on TV who talks about, she's advertising something, but she says, "You know, how long have I wanted to do this?" And she said, "Why didn't I do this before?" And so the question is, why not do it now? And make yourself stick to the goal. And that's what I want to determine to do, is that I will take control, and I can only do that if I set a goal, if I get it on the calendar, I make the daily plans and go for it. Okay. Then I have time for one little bit more from Dr. Blaylock. This is in his December 2012 report, and it's about more evidence for Alzheimer's immunoexcitotoxicity link. Couldn't find how, I'm not sure if that's excito or excito. Anyway, it looks like excito, so I'll just call it brain is going crazy with, because of the been placed in your body. And so he says in his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, I theorize I already say that, that exotoxicity was playing a major role in memory loss. And he said, I have since modified my hypothesis to include a process in which the immune system goes wild. The immune system. And I hadn't heard him say that before. I call this process immunoexotoxicity, which describes interplay between the brain's immune system and exotoxicity. The evidence supporting my hypothesis continue to mount as major pieces of the puzzle are discovered. It is now agreed that with Alzheimer's dementia, the brain is chronically inflamed. As one sees intense microglial activation, which is activation of the brain's main immune cell, and I have some of these words up here. Just so you, if I mispronounce them, you can see how they what they look like. The main, these immune cells, the microglia, can assume several modes of behavior, some very beneficial and some quite destructive. The big question is, why do the microglia get stuck in a destructive mode of activity? A series of new studies have found something that may have shed some light on this critical question. Researchers discovered that a special protein called TREM2, that's on the screen here, I'm not familiar with that protein, signals the microglia to remove harmful debris and cool down inflammation, processes that protect and repair the brain. People with mutated TREM2 protein lose control of their microglia so that these cells become stuck in a very destructive behavior. This mutation is much more common in people with Alzheimer's disease. So, it may be the case that chronic inflammation explains why the gene becomes mutated in the first place. If so, following, guess what, an anti-inflammatory diet and using anti-inflammatory supplements can help protect the brain against this process. Okay, so we have a lot of foods that we have seen that protect our brain. So I'm just going to zip through them and we'll look at them some more another time. One thing is folate boosts the memory. But I wanted to just look at our supplements that we have. Which ones would be the anti-inflammatory, the antioxidants, would be the Siaga. Primarily, the Siaga, the Bergesterol, our Greenzyme, our Immunity, our Lactoferrin, just about every product we have. And so here's a, I think this one was, this picture came from Donna, I think. And Kenzen Immunity, superfood for immune system, our daily. Digestion, helping them get digested, and then the progesterol. And, of course, we would add the cardio, Siaga. Okay, and so that's my lesson for today. I encourage you to keep your sanity, if you haven't already set your goals, which you probably have. But then get them on the calendar and on a daily count, transfer into your daily plan. And then we will talk again tomorrow. I'm not sure who is talking again tomorrow. Maybe we will have some more email chats. I would like to know ahead of time. If you can let me know, I can put some information on the slides briefly. Anybody have any comments or discussion about, we can't discuss one because we only have a couple of minutes, but have anything that you want to say in conclusion?
I could add something that's encouraged me to get a goal started and done. I look at the goal, what is it that I really want to do, and I say, am I ever going to do it? Okay, am I ever going to actually do it? And if the answer is yes, of course I'm going to do it. Why, if I'm going to do it sometime, do it this year instead of living in the condition without the goal done for 5 years and then doing it. Do it now, and you won't have to live in that condition.
Good point. That's a good close. Why not? And making up the mind is the critical thing. Really getting serious about it. Thank you. You made that very clear, Joan. And we'll talk to you guys all again tomorrow at the same time and the same place. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.